Ave Maria.
Hello, friends. Welcome to day 27 of our entrustment to Our Lady. We are continuing to go through the commandments for a reason.
Yes, and Sister Lucia makes it very clear that God is greatly offended. He is so grieved by our sinfulness. And how do we know what a sin is? Well, we just look to the Ten Commandments, and it's spelled out right there for us.
So the message of Fatima is a call to repentance.
Mm-hmm.
We're examining our hearts, not our neighbor's heart. That's an important point to remember.
Mm-hmm.
But if you'll notice something about the Ten Commandments, the first three, 1, 2, and 3, that we've gone through have to do with God. That's on the first tablet. The second tablet, 4 through 10, have to do with loving our neighbor. So here we get to the first commandment on the second tablet. The fourth commandment is,
honor your father and your mother, that your days may be long in the land which the Lord your God gives you. The Catechism says, respecting this commandment provides, along with spiritual fruits, temporal fruits of peace and prosperity. Conversely, failure to observe it brings great harm to communities and to individuals. Sister Lucia writes, we must observe this law, which requires us to honor our father and mother, not only in order to be happy on earth, but above all to avoid eternal punishment, since to fail to observe this commandment is to sin against justice and charity, and thus to fall into grave sin, which can result in eternal damnation. This commandment is the only commandment that has a promise attached to it, right?
Oh, yeah.
So it says that if we follow this commandment, things will go well for us. And I just feel like, okay, well, that's a good hint. I want things to go well for me, so I should honor my father and my mother. And then she does go into the book of Sirach, which is great. I love how she pulls different scriptures to, you know, just re-emphasize a point. And she kind of basically goes on to say, these are the promises that God has stated, that if we honor our father and mother, this is what will happen. Whoever honors his father atones for his sins, and whoever glorifies his mother is like one who lays up treasure. Whoever honors his father will be gladdened by his own children, and when he prays, he will be heard. Whoever glorifies his father will have long life, and whoever obeys the Lord will refresh his mother. Obeying your parents, honoring your parents will atone for your sins.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's like a form of penance that we can do. We can offer that up.
It might feel like a penance to some.
Or it could be a joy, you know.
Or it could be, hopefully it's a joy.
Yeah. And then you can also have like long life and you end up having joy in your own children. These are such beautiful things just from honoring our parents.
Yeah. And friends, you know, if we do not fulfill this commandment, think about how much harm happens to ourselves, to the relationships around us, to our brothers and sisters, to future generations.
That's what
I'm sure you know some families, or maybe you experienced that pain where one family member going back separated themselves for some reason from the family, something happened, and how that pain has a cascading effect affecting future generations. Conversely, we see in Scripture great blessing flows when sons and daughters honor their father and thy mothers.
Mm-hmm.
And it's interesting how this commandment is the beginning of loving our neighbor. For it's the foundation, the family is the foundation of society.
That's right.
As the family goes, so goes society. You want to fix the culture? Want to fix society? What happens? You got to fix the family.
Mm-hmm.
Once you get holy families, everything else will fall into place.
You know, it just wounds my heart so much when I see, you know, people just casting away their elderly parents or loved ones. I understand sometimes people don't have the ability to care for their parents. That's not what I'm talking about. But people who are just seeing them as a burden, that is very hurtful. And I can see how that would be hurtful to the heart of God.
Mm-hmm. Our parents deserve our respect so much because they have given us life.
Mm-hmm.
Just from that point alone. How does a child learn to honor thy father and thy mother? By looking at their parents, seeing how they're honoring thy father and thy mother.
Mm-hmm.
And first, I just have to tell you that I feel so blessed by my parents and how they have honored my grandparents. I grew up in a home where my dad's parents were 7 hours away. They made a priority, my mom and dad, to drive us 7 kids at least 3 times a year in our big van to go visit my grandparents. And in my whole life, I've never heard my dad say a negative, critical word about my grandma or my grandpa.
Mm-hmm.
And on the other side, on my mom's side, my grandparents, beautiful situation, they lived right next door. And right next door to them was my great-grandparents. And so when I came along, I was the fourth generation. What a blessing. And honestly, once again, I can say that I never have heard my mom say a negative, critical word about her parents.
Hmm.
Not only that, but I witnessed my parents' affection for their parents in their old age. They're both now, my grandparents have passed away. And it has set a beautiful example for all of us kids. I think about my dad. He treated his in-laws like they were his own parents in their old age. My parents cared for my grandparents who lived next door in a very, very beautiful way that was a witness to all of us kids. They were in their older age. They were over for almost every meal in the evening. As they got older, my dad would and mom would visit them in the care home. The point is, friends, they honored them. And they have taught all of us, including my own children, how to do that.
Mm-hmm.
You can't get that from a book. It's a living witness.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just so blessed. I'm so grateful. Mm-hmm. And if I could talk about my in-laws, because I have wonderful in-laws, but they deserve me to honor them. Why? Because they have given me the greatest blessing in my life. My wife. How could I not honor them? They're godly people. They're virtuous people. But even if they weren't, they deserve my honor, my love and respect. I just happen to be blessed that they're wonderful people and they give me the greatest blessing in my life.
So how do we bring this all back to Mary?
Well, Mary is the mother of God. And so obviously God cannot contradict himself, and so he honors his own mother.
St. Alphonsus, quoting St. Methodius, writes, "Certainly our Lord, who gave us the command to honor our parents, would not fail, when he became man like ourselves, to observe it himself, by bestowing on his mother every grace and honor. And by her own admission, Mary says, 'For behold, henceforth all generations will call me blessed.' If God sees it right to honor Mary as his mother, and Mary prophesies that all generations will honor her, it is only right that we too should honor Mary as our mother."
In one sense, Mary has no equal. All the saints, all the angels are below her, and God is above her. There was none like Mary. And next to God, she's going to be our greatest joy.
Mm-hmm.
So friends, this entrustment of our lives to Mary is good.
Mm-hmm.
She is worthy of our hearts because God has made her worthy. So friends, let us pray the rosary.
Mm-hmm.
Be right up there. Our Lady of Fatima,
pray for us. We invite you to join our journey. Get all 33 Fatima consecration videos emailed to you. Head over to fatimaconsecration.org and sign up.
Also, share this video with others. It's an easy way of spreading the beauty of the Catholic faith to a hurting world. Together, we can do something wonderful for God. God bless, friends.